From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Republican Bob McDonnell celebrated a victory in the Virginia governor's race last night. He defeated Democrat Cree Deeds, who ran what was widely seen as a lackluster campaign.
8 months ago, I applied for the job of governor of Virginia. Tonight, you have hired me. Thank you.
NPR's Mara Liasson has more on races in Virginia and New Jersey, which some observers have been watching as tests of Democratic appeal to independents after the election of President Obama.
For more than two decades, the party in the White House has always lost the governor's races in New Jersey and Virginia, but that didn't diminish the boost last night's wins gave to the Republicans. Republican leaders say the results show the tide is turning in their party's favor after losing Congress and the White House in the last two elections. In Virginia, the Republicans won not only the governor's race, but swept all three top statewide races. And in New Jersey, despite the fact that President Obama repeatedly visited the state on behalf of Democratic incumbent Governor John Corzine, the Republican Chris Christie won. In both Virginia and New Jersey, the Republican candidates captured the lion's share of independent voters, a crucial block of the electorate that had been siding with the Democrats in the last two election cycles. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.
New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg will serve a third term. He eked out a narrow victory over his Democratic challenger, as NPR's Robert Smith reports.
Never has a politician spent so much of his own money for so little a win. It's estimated that the billionaire Bloomberg spent more than $100 million of his own fortune on the campaign. That's 10 times what his opponent, Democrat Bill Thompson, had. In the end, Bloomberg won re-election by only about 50,000 votes. Many New Yorkers were bitter that the mayor had fought to extend the city's term limits law so he could run again. Bloomberg admitted the victory had been hard-fought.
Tonight, throughout the nation, the public has been very clear. And some incumbents have learned that they are tired of politics as usual.
Bloomberg will now have to learn a different lesson, how to govern a city that gave him barely more than 50% support. Robert Smith, NPR News, New York.
In a closely watched congressional election in New York State, Democrat Bill Owens defeated conservative Doug Hoffman for a seat in the House. Republican Deirdre Scozzafava had pulled out of the race and thrown her support to Democrat Owens in the 23rd District. Hoffman had the vocal backing of right-wing talk show hosts Glenn Beck and Rush Limbaugh and a former Republican vice presidential candidate Sarah Palin. Voters in Maine have overturned a state law that would have allowed same-sex marriage. Opponents of same-sex marriage had about 53% of the referendum vote. This is NPR News. The Supreme Court hears arguments today in a case testing whether prosecutors have total immunity from lawsuits even when they frame a person for murder. NPR's Nina Totenberg reports.
Terry Harrington walked out of prison 6 years ago, but he's still seeking vindication for the 25 years he spent wrongfully serving life without parole. He and Curtis McGee are suing the team of prosecutors that charged and convicted them for the 1977 murder of a retired policeman in Council Bluffs, Iowa. Pointing to evidence long hidden in police files, they say that prosecutors violated their constitutional rights when they fabricated evidence and encouraged witnesses to lie during the pretrial investigation. But the prosecutors counter that there is, quote, no freestanding constitutional right not to be framed, and they point to a long line of Supreme Court decisions holding that prosecutors are totally immune from lawsuits for their conduct. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
Today, a House committee will hear about federal response to the H1N1 or swine flu virus. The head of the Centers for Disease Control is likely to get questions about the availability of the vaccine against H1N1. So far, officials have said that vaccines are being produced as rapidly as possible and that adequate supplies for the season will be available, if not immediately. Meanwhile, Congressman George Miller is seeking a swift floor vote on a bill that would guarantee five paid sick days to workers with swine flu or similar contagious diseases whose employers tell them to stay home. Stock prices in Asia moved slightly higher today after 2 days of losses. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.